across the board.
Across the board.
Across the board.
All across the board.
It was across the board.
And welcome to the Across the Board Music Awards. This is more of the behind the scenes episode to discover why we picked the choices that we picked for the award show that we'll have on the YouTube channel. So. First things first, we have some awards, which are the MVP, the Album of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Most Improved, Most Disappointing, Best Non-Rap Album, because, let's be honest, most of our list is going to consist of rap albums. And then we have some awards that each of the members just kind of gave for what they thought was some of the best of the year. So, let's start off with let's start off negative. What was the most disappointing artists that you guys had this year?
We got Kanye up in that list, so, for sure.
Yeah, Kanye was the winner. Kanye had the most votes for most disappointing. And then the nominees were Logic, Migos, Nicki Minaj, Eminem, and Kanye. Kanye won by landslide.
I didn't even think about Eminem at all.
Like,
I
was really?
Like, well, yeah, because I don't consider him a good rapper. So wow. I just like...
That dude's beard is fucking weird, man.
His beard is fucking weird.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, we chose... Kanye, why did you guys choose? Because we all chose Kanye. So.
Yeah, I chose Kanye because his rap album was just terrible, and I feel like he didn't do his part on Kids See Ghosts besides produce it really, and I feel like everyone was really expecting a lot out of Kanye this year, and I feel like he just kind of fell short. And
he did. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, Casey, why'd you pick Kanye?
Kanye has just been a whole letdown, except for maybe the production side of music. Just from all the Trump stuff, and then Ye was just a shit album to me.
Ye's his worst album, in my opinion.
Like, I've never wanted to cry so much listening to an album, and not in a good
way. Not in a good way.
Like...
We did have some honorable mentions. Joyner Lucas, who was on my list, and ASAP Rocky was on Casey's list. The reason why I had Joyner is that he is supposedly, from a lot of people, this lyrical beast, and Tory Lanez beat him in a rap battle. So that hurt his brand to me a lot.
Not lyrical if all you do is just rap fast.
Yeah.
All he had.
Why'd you pick ASAP?
Just because, and that's why he was at the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
So the reason that was is because with testing, like, I was really looking forward to this album and like hyped it up so much, and it didn't even end up being that great of an album to me.
Right.
I just don't think he did a lot this year, but he had a lot on the table, so he said.
Yeah.
So.
What was the reason that you chose Logic?
Logic?
Yeah.
Just.
We've talked about this kind of before.
Just because listening to Young Sinatra, four?
Yeah.
I've lost my touch on Logic. Like.
I think that you would probably be in the majority there.
Right, because it's like, you know, I could go back to his older projects and be like, wow, these are great. And then now, I just feel like he's kind of copping out, like, you know, just turning to pop hits and then just trying to make album sales. And I just don't think it was a good year for Logic in the sense of him standing up for the rap game. And
I think the last few years have been rough for Logic, personally. I had Nicki Minaj on my list. I think that her album Queen didn't do what she wanted it to do. And then also she really, really... took some L's in the Cardi beef. I think Cardi looked the best on top of that. So, I for a lot of these reasons, these dudes lost rap beefs or so. Eminem lost his rap beef. Kanye had this whole exchange with Drake, and I think that Kanye looked worse on the other side, which Kanye had a lot of times looking worse on the other side, which is the reason why he got our vote for most disappointing. What was your guys' best non-rap album? The winner, I'll give the nominees. It was M.I.H. by Ty Dolla $ign and Jeremih. And East Atlanta Love Letter by Black. What was the one that you had on the list, Colton? It was the, I just abbreviated as MDTDKM.
Hold on. I'm kind of blanking right now.
Other ones were Lost and Found by Georgia Smith, Proper Dose by, was that a story so far?
Yeah.
And Good Thing by Leon Bridges, and the winner was Good Thing by Leon Bridges. That was my personal pick. I think that it's probably the best R&B album I've heard in a few years. This was a really good year for R&B.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Georgia Smith, Leon Bridges. I also had nominated I Used to Know Her by her, mm-hmm. and Camila Cabello.
You said what was the abbreviation for it?
NDTK album that you had. You had Proper Dose, the NDTKM album, NIH, Good Thing, and Yamino Garden.
Yeah.
Million Dollars to Kill Me. Who was that by?
Joyce Maynard.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not bad.
I've heard of
them. Yeah, they're pretty good.
So, what was your reason for putting Proper Dose as your number one?
Just because, like, if I wasn't listening to, like, hip-hop or anything like that, I'd always go back to that album. It's super catchy. It's better live. I think that the story so far is just keeps pushing the envelope of their, like, sound. I don't think they stay to one sound. I think they keep evolving. I think that just album shows it, and it's just something I would always catch myself listening to. So that's why I was just like, you know, this is definitely like my other like album of the year. If it wasn't my one that I have for rap,
right.
Which we haven't announced yet.
Right. I loved Good Thing for Leon Bridges. Had every song was a hit. Every song was exactly what I want out of them. And the best song on there, in my opinion, is Shy. Off that album. It was a really, really good album. And now we'll move to Most Improved. And here, we're recording the podcast before we record the award show. The award show will give the nominations and give the winner. We have a debate here to settle with the Most Improved. Because the Most Improved, the honorable mentions were Earl Sweatshirt, J-Rock, and Kodak Black. The nominees were Mick Jenkins, Russ, Lil Wayne, and Kid Cudi. However, because of our list, every single one of those nominations are tied. So,
did you guys both put Kid Cudi on your list?
Kid Cudi was my number one.
He was your number one?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think that
I didn't make a list. I just had like a number one. Like, this is who I thought was the most improved. Like, I couldn't think of anybody else that was, like, improving, like, this one.
So, Colton, you had Mick Jenkins.
Yeah.
I had Kid Cudi. Casey, your number one was Russ. And then me and Casey really agreed that Lil Wayne had a really good year.
Yeah, I think he did, too.
So, who should win most improved here?
Well, you guys make your arguments. Let's
Okay, so my argument for Kid Cudi is that I think Cudi has had a few down years, and I don't think that we've had back to Cudi. I think for a lot of people, they've wanted that Pursuit of Happiness, that Man on the Moon Cudi, and I think that we got a lot closer to this than in the last few years, even though I'll be criticized for liking Speeding Bullet to Heaven album. It still wasn't like, all right, Cudi's back or anything. This was finally, it felt like Cudi was back. Casey, who are you making the argument for?
I'm going to make it for Russ. Because it's hard for me to not say that Kid Cudi improved, just because I have a biased opinion towards him.
Not necessarily biased, you're just a big fan of him.
Right, and yeah. So like, even when people say he's down and out, I still think his music.
You've been a guy champion nearly every single one of his albums.
So right.
Yeah.
But I think Russ did way better with Zoo, and just the way he carried himself this year, and just like showing that he actually belongs in the rap game. When he released A Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Yeah.
It was just hot because he had a couple singles, and then like the rest of the album wasn't really there.
Yeah.
It just felt like he put it together just because he's like, oh shit, I got a name now. And I mean, there's still some good songs, but he definitely did it with Zoo this year, and I think that it deserves to be seen because, one, he came out of the most hated guy in hip hop.
I think that's probably the biggest thing that came out for this year for Russ. Is that it was fuck Russ, and now it's no longer fuck Russ. Yeah. Now there's a lot of people, though I will say that they have switched their stance just because social media has switched their stance on him, that they've changed over and they no longer hate Russ. And also, sending some goons at some people has now made him liked by a lot of people.
Right.
Like Adam 22 got punched, and then a lot of people liked him. Including Adam 22.
Right. He's like, oh, bro's cool.
Colton, what's the reason for Mick Jenkins on the list?
The reason why I'm giving Mick Jenkins for my most improved is that he had a couple bad albums, in my opinion. I think Waves wasn't that great, and I think the Healing Component kind of fell short for me. I feel like he was still stuck on the whole water kind of vibe. Yeah. And like he tried to make more albums similar to that, and it just wasn't working. And it feels like in this album he finally like found his sound back, like he knows what he wants to do with his music. I think lyrically it was great. Versatile, he has bangers, and he has, you know, the slow vibey shit you can listen to. Then he has a couple interludes in it where, you know, he's pretty much reading poetry, and I think it's really cool. But yeah, I think this album surprised me a lot. I honestly wasn't expecting a lot from Mick Jenkins, so I think that's why I'm just like, you know, he done a lot to with this album.
So who should be the winner? We have the 4-way tie. Casey, all right, so we'll give this. Out of the four, if you had to pick a second guy, who would you pick out of this? And then maybe that will decide the winner. So if you, Casey, had to pick a second guy from this list, who would you pick?
Wayne.
Who would be your second?
Probably Cuddy.
So Cuddy. And my second would probably be... Honestly, I think my second would probably be Russ. No. Actually, I'd probably pick Wayne because Wayne was in my list. So, Cuddy or Wayne? Who are we giving it to?
I'm going to give it to Cuddy.
You're going
to
give it to Cuddy?
Yeah. I feel like it makes sense for him to have it because I feel like Wayne just hasn't had bad albums to be like, oh, he's most improved.
I think the more and more I listen to the Carter 5, I get a bit less interested in it.
Yeah.
I think it's a very good album, but I think when I first heard it, I was like, this is probably going to be in my top 5, top 10. And it didn't make my top 10.
Yeah, it kind of like slid out slowly.
Yeah.
It did not for me.
We'll see you later for Casey.
It stayed tremendous. I'll let you guys know. I'm foreshadowing.
I think we'll nominate or we'll give the award to Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
I didn't even vote for him. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah.
Kid Cudi wins awards and I don't even have to vote for him.
Good job, Cudi. I'm proud of you.
So before we get into our top 3 awards, we have some kind of like just random awards. So did you guys have any different just like random awards for this year?
Yeah, I had to get this is one I wanted to do just because I feel like it should be known. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it the worst fit of the year.
Oh, like, worst outfit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna give it to Trippie Redd. Like he's had he's had some really bad outfits this year, and it's just like he's had good ones, but he has more bad ones than good ones. You know what I'm saying? So
Pretty sure bro wore a mattress not too long ago.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know if that's for trolling or if he's there for it.
Then he had like this like see-through Burberry coat. It's just what's the point of having a see-through coat? You know what I'm saying? It was like, it was $3,000. I'm just like, that's your fault, not ours.
Vic Mensa also wore that.
Yeah. It's very gross looking.
Who could have also been nominated for most disappointing.
True. True.
So I think worst outfit. That's a good one because it affects, you know, the culture as well. So.
What about you?
I was trying to do a verse of the year, but...
Verse of the year.
It was hard to find what I wanted to...
Yeah, that's why I was just like, you asked us that, like, last night or the night before.
I have a top 10.
I was, oh my god, John's ridiculous. But
My favorite verses of the year was the verse 3 from Rap Devil. I think as more and more Rap Devil went on, it mm-hmm. got better and better.
Yeah.
Friends from KOD, that he just has one verse in it, and I think that it. I think the entire album can be summed up in that verse from J. Cole and what he's trying to elaborate and being like, I get the whole reason why you're on everything. I get that you have so many things that you could blame and that you would be in your right to blame these things, but in the end, what are you going to do? Like, you can't just sit there and blame, even though you're right about it. Because I think a lot of people have just been like, oh, well, he says, you know, you can blame it on Trump, blame it on Clinton. Yeah. Like, he's blame it on the environment that you're in. And a lot of people will say that and then just exclude that they're not right in blaming these things. But in the end, you still have to make the most out of it. And that's what this whole song is about. And him seeing that from his friends and him seeing the demise. Some of my favorites was Sad, just the straight up 8-bar verse on Sad. I think that though it didn't have the same metaphors as, say, the next one on my list, What's Free from Jay-Z off Meek Mill's Champion album, I think that the emotion that it brings is more than any emotion in any other song on here. 215 off Black Thought's Stream of Thought album, that whole verse is just insane. And then Once an Addict, Prom/Slash King from Saba, that's like a 7-minute fucking verse.
7-minute serenade.
Blue Laces 2 from Nipsey Hussle, off the Zoinkies from JID, which you can make an argument that that's very, very similar to Friends or Once an Addict. And then Thoughts of a Millennial from Collaborate, and Meech's verse on You and I off Flatbush Zombies album.
Okay, jumping out here, doing a little research. The one verse that I had as like number one when I was doing my little research, just trying to see what I wanted to put in, is I probably put 151 Rum.
Okay, that's a good one too. That's a really good one.
Like my top verse, just because when you really just like listen to it and just catch everything you say, and you're like, what the fuck?
I think that Off D's got a lot more hype around it, mm-hmm. but out of the singles, I think 151 is better than Off These, and that is including a song with J. Cole on there.
And the crazy thing is, like, 151 sounds like a banger, but like when it's about his homie dying, and like
exactly,
it's crazy.
It sounds like an absolute banger, and you dive into it, and you're like, this shit is fucking phenomenal. What were some of your guys' favorite producers? I had Ronnie J, John Cunningham, J. Cole, Ninth Wonder, and Kenny Beats.
Yeah, Kenny Beats on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much Kenny Beats has been my favorite this year. Shout out Kanye, though. Kanye had a lot of good production. I'm not going to down him on the production. I think he outproduced Nas on this year.
Well, like, definitely outproduced him.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, outproduced, like, his production was way better.
His production was better than Nas. I think that that's probably fair, but this was... I don't know about Kanye's production this year.
I don't
know about Ye. There was a few songs on Ye
that
I liked. Kitsy Ghost, I think, was really good. Teyana Taylor's album was actually
his production
good.
On Teyana Taylor's album.
Yeah. Teyana Taylor, even though the whole marketing and everything went down the toilet for Teyana Taylor's. He had Nas's album. Who else did he have? Maybe he did have a good year.
Yeah, he had his own. I mean, his
now
own.
Now that I think about it.
Yeah. Then Columbus's very own 808 Harold. I think he had some pretty good tracks. He had that Diamond Mine off of Trippie's a little mixtape or album, and I thought that was really good, especially for somebody from like Ohio. That's a producer's like getting up there. So those are mine for this year.
You have a favorite producer this year, Casey?
Favorite producer? I don't know, man. I don't know if I have one.
Man,
favorite one.
I gotta give it to Ronnie J. He was on production on everything. So many. Like he was producing for X this year. He produced for Machine Gun Kelly this year. He produced for songs off Taboo, off Denzel Curry's album, which we'll get to. So when I was looking at my list and the favorite albums, 4 or 5 of them had Ronnie J. production on them.
Yeah.
So I think I had to give it to Ronnie J.
And you know what's crazy? his music that he act like when he raps and shit, garbage.
Yeah. I don't listen to him as a rapper.
I didn't know he rapped.
Oh, dude, it's like he was on Ski Mask's mixtape, and it was just.
Why didn't Ski Mask make Rookie of the Year for you?
Why didn't? Because yeah. I don't feel like this is like his rookie year.
So we'll get into that here in a second. I had a best videos. I think This Is America was probably the best video of the year.
Yeah.
I think the only two that I was really having a competition with was This Is America and Sad. Just the whole X passing and then the whole X fighting himself, that gave a lot of fans goosebumps and it felt super surreal.
I think Moonlight was a better video than Sad.
Really?
When I watched it, like just because of the feeling I got from it, mm-hmm. just seeing X like friends. Yeah, walking yeah. around looking at everybody, like it just felt so surreal. Like
yeah.
it still to this day feels like he knew the shit was coming.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of feel about Mac Miller's like self-care video. Because yeah. he was in a coffin too, and like it was just really weird. And I didn't like that either.
Yeah.
It didn't like he knew that he was gonna die.
And there's like messages in that song.
Yeah.
Just pretty much like
that whole album, actually, that's what it's a weird album to listen to after he died. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man.
Yeah. It makes you really connect to the artist.
Yeah, for sure.
I think also, ASAP Forever, the music video, it came out in like the very beginning of the year, but remember it's them like going into the TV, it's such a good video that it's like it shows ASAP's creativity. And some of the best songs of the year, some of my favorites, the three that I'm going to remember from 2018, when I think about 2018, I'm going to remember these three songs. It's going to be Rap Devil, it's going to be Sad, and it's going to be Reborn off Kitsy Ghost. Those three songs, I think, were just like, I think they will sum up 2018. But some of my other favorites were 2009, as we'll get into, I didn't have Mac on my list for, like, Album of the Year, but I think that 2009 was, if I got more of that, I would have had him on my Album of the Year easily. Heaven All Around Me from Saba, Friends from J. Cole, Prom King from Saba, Dr. Whoever from Aminé's album, that was really, really good. Before I Close My Eyes from X's album Taboo, Once an Addict, and Thoughts from Millennial.
Hell yeah.
What were some of the good, when you go into 2018, what are some of the songs that you guys are going to think of? You put your headphones on, you hear the song from 2018, and you're like, yeah.
Okay, well, I want to say something that's going to be really obvious, but, like, I'm not going to lie, Mo Bamba, like, that was just, like, every time,
his second one's going to be Sicko Mode, isn't it?
It's not, but listen, that's what you think of when you think of 2018. That song has been everywhere all year.
I know what you're thinking. Mo Bamba is a 2017 song.
Oh, is right. It?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then,
never mind. Because it took so long for that song to pop off.
Yes.
Oh, he dropped Mudboy this year. That's probably why. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. It was a 2017 song and somehow just, like, blew up in 2018.
Okay. Well,
like, I remember it and I was just like, this video is hilarious. And I knew it because Mo Bamba hadn't been drafted before.
Yeah.
And I was looking into all the scouting and watching all the tape, and then there was a dude with a song called Mo Bamba. I figured it was Mo Bamba's friend. This dude was just like, he just liked Mo Bamba's game and made this song, and it absolutely blew up.
Ah, shit. What's a song? Yeah, I think Rap Devil is definitely the song that I'm going to remember from this year. I'm going to remember Killshot because how bad it was.
Damn.
But I don't know. I definitely think 2018 was Rap Devil. That's what I think about the most.
I think Sad is gonna put me in that one set too. I feel like that was X's. Like I feel like every artist has to have that super pivotal, gigantic song, and I think that was X's.
His giant pivotal song is Look at Me.
So let's get into Rookie of the Year. Now, did you guys have any different kind of criterias for Rookie of the Year? Because I struggled with this, and I changed my Rookie of the Year criteria completely at about midnight last night.
I'm thinking about changing right now.
Yeah.
Like.
So here's my criteria. I'll give mine and see if it makes sense to you guys. My criteria for this whole time was, if you drop your debut album, you're a rookie.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at some people that dropped a debut album, like, technically the debut studio album from Nipsey Hussle was this year. And there's no way I can consider Nipsey a rookie.
Yeah.
Cardi probably had a huge 2017, and it would be hard to call her a rookie, who I had winning. So I decided to say, if your first chart-topping single was from 2018, if you hit the charts in 2018, and this was your first year hitting the charts, that was me considering you a rookie.
My number one solid, then. Mm. Under those standards.
Yeah.
Sure, I can understand that. Yeah. I don't have a problem with that.
How do you guys view, like, the rookie of the year? Like, what was your guys' thoughts in making the list?
It was just kind of like, if this was the year that you were popping off, this is like, because it'd be like, that's the reason I didn't put Ski Mask in it, because even though Ski Mask is doing all of his own shit now, mm-hmm. I still feel like he was popping off when he was with X.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody knew who he was. So I didn't feel like he did it, but yeah, like, it's like, that's why Juice WRLD is in there for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I might put Jid in there because I forgot. And
JID. Oh, I didn't think about him being a rookie.
Yeah.
Because I've known about him for a while just because of, right. And, like, the Never story, like, he had already had this big project that I had listened to. Mm-hmm.
But he did make his Billboard debut, probably.
He may have made his Billboard debut, and that might be a good shout.
Yeah.
JID. So, we'll get into our lists. Let's see if Casey changes it up a little bit. So, the honorable mention, we have an honorable mention for 6ix9ine.
Woohoo!
And then the nominees were Tierra Whack, Gunna, Lil Baby, Lil Skies, and Juice WRLD. Casey, do you want to add JID to that?
Do you guys want to add JID to that too?
I don't.
Why?
Because he really isn't popping off that big right now.
Ooh.
He's not. He's not. It's just facts. If when you look at Juice and you look at Jid, who's really popping off?
I feel like Jid's popping off.
I don't think so, because Juice is selling out stadiums and Jid is.
Well, to be fair, we're not saying Jid's winning Rookie of the
Year. Yeah, but
right.
I feel like
I still think he should be up for contention.
I'm going to put JID in my nominations because I will put him over Tierra Whack, which will put him in my nominations. I think if this is his first time being on the Billboard, then
okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't have an issue, but I just feel like, yeah, I feel like he could have I feel like next year, if he's going to be bigger next year.
I feel like this is, I mean, 2018 wasn't bad.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad for him, but it's just not, he's not at his peak yet. Some people just blow up faster than others. And Jid just hasn't blown up. You know what I'm saying?
But my thing about that is, like, I don't think with doing this award show, I don't necessarily think we have to put the fame factor as a whole.
JID is not a rookie. He made the charts.
Oh. With what?
With the Never story.
Yeah, okay. Well, there it is. You can't be in it anyway.
Boom.
But he was
Tierra Whack.
But he was a double XL freshman this last year.
I don't care about the double XL freshman.
That means he's a rookie, cuz.
I mean, that's fair. Like, everyone's own assessment is different. So if you put JID pretty high, then that takes out Tierra Whack, and that makes JID a nomination. So then the nominations would be Juice, Gunna, Lil Baby, Lil Sky, and JID.
I feel like we all know who's going to win this.
But the result was clear. We all had the same person winning. It's Juice.
Yeah. Wait, so you didn't have Cardi B winning anymore?
No. Yeah, because I did that and Cardi had already charting singles.
Got you.
I changed it last night. I did have Cardi winning.
Because Bodak Yellow.
Yeah, Bodak Yellow was huge.
That makes sense. Okay.
So then I changed it and now I had Juice winning.
Yep.
Did you add Cardi B to another list?
Cardi B is on another list, we'll say that.
Okay.
Cardi B is definitely on
another list. See, me and John are on the same page.
But she was on there before. Yeah. She's still on there. So Rookie of the Year, yeah, Juice had an insane year.
Were you saying she was about to hit a Derrick Rose for you?
What?
And you even have her on Rookie of the Year in the other list?
She would have hit Derrick Rose. Or she would have been close to Derrick Rose. Right. She wouldn't have hit. Yeah, yeah. She would have hit Derrick Rose. So let's get into our two final lists. It's Album of the Year It's MVP. Which one do you guys want to go with first?
Let's do Album of the Year.
Album of the Year. So, we each put 10 in, and we have... We get 5 nominations. So, for the award show, we have a tie with some nominations. So, let's try to figure out this last nomination here. So, it's a tie between... And obviously, we will know that these albums aren't winning. But which album gets nominated? Swimming? Is it Noir?
Mm-hmm.
Skins? And Taboo. Swimming from Mac Miller. Noir from Smino. Skins from XXXTentacion. And Taboo from Denzel Curry. Which one should be in the art nominations? And the other ones are just honorable mentions.
This is hard. Man, I'm gonna kill myself right now. This is
I'll make my argument for Taboo.
Okay.
It's a fucking phenomenal album. That's why.
That's
true. It's a fucking phenomenal album, and I think that it was number 6 on my list or 5. It was 5. It was number 5 on my list.
5. Okay.
Yeah, it made top 5.
Top 5.
This is a terrific album that It was a long album that still never felt like I was bored. It had a whole theme through it with being from black and gray to white. And Denzel gets into some introspective and some real life shit that was, I think, arguably this album's even better than Imperial.
Yeah, I definitely think it's better than Imperial. I think it's way better.
Imperial's a great album, too.
Yeah.
Who are you guys making an argument for? Colton's definitely making the argument for somebody here.
I know who he's
making the argument
for. I don't know. That's why I'm like having such a hard time like doing this.
We
already know how, because so Skins is a tie because of me and John.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then Smino is a tie because of me and Colton.
Right.
Taboo is a tie because of you two.
Yes.
And then what was the other album?
And the other album was Swimming.
Swimming.
Because
Swimming?
Colton had it so highly ranked.
Yeah.
Jesus, this is number one.
Yeah, but my number one and two are identical in how I scored them. So that's why I'm having a hard time picking, because I didn't think it'd come down to me picking between
So who would you pick out of all of these? You only had Noir, Casey. You only had Noir and Skins on your list. Which one would you pick out of that? Which one did you have higher?
Skins.
So you would pick Skins out of all of these. I had Taboo. I would pick Taboo over all of these. Your second one would be Noir. My second one would be Skins. Colton, you would have Swimming in Noir.
Yeah.
That sounds like an album in its own.
Swimming Noir.
I think if I had to make a case, it would have to be Noir.
Really?
Yeah.
Over Max?
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love Mac Miller's album. I love it a lot. It's probably my favorite album of the year. But if I had to make an argument for an album, it'd definitely be Smino's.
So what's your album? Because I didn't get this. Like, I'm the reason why Noir is not necessarily already nominated.
Because I just feel like Mac's album was good, but Noir's album was something, an album I've never heard before. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was different in every kind of aspect, from lyrics to production to how he put his voice over his voice. Like, he just did it. He just created a crazy album that I don't think I'm really ever going to hear again.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has his own lane, and that's why I think that's why I want to make that argument for the album.
Yeah. Casey, do you think Noir should be in? That's a nomination.
I mean, like we said, it's not going to win, but...
No, none of these are going to win. We have our winner.
If I had to put in an album that I wanted in the nominations and Skins, just so...
Yeah.
One, because I still feel like, even though, yeah, the album wasn't produced that well, it wasn't mixed that well, and some of the songs were just kind of thrown together. People say it sounds like. I still feel like, genuinely, when I listen to through it, like, from start to beginning, I still feel like I'm getting a movie. Like,
yeah.
I still feel like I'm getting this experience. And I don't... think I got that on Question Mark, but mm-hmm. Question Mark is still a better album.
Yeah. I mean, I have number 5 album as Taboo and number 6 as Skins. So I think that I'll concede and say Skins will be the nomination in there. But here's our top 10, if anyone's interested, which I'm sure you all are. Colton's top 10 was Swimming at number 1. 2 is Noir, 3 is KOD, 4 is DiCaprio 2, 5 is Care For Me, 6 is Pieces of a Man, 7 is Taboo, 8 is Drip Season 3, 9 is Astroworld, and 10 is Binge. Casey's is Question Mark, KOD, Carter 5, DiCaprio 2, Care For Me, Skins, Oxnard, Redemption, and Streams of Thought Volume 1. And mine was...
You did that all fucked up. But
mine was Question Mark, KOD, Care For Me, DiCaprio 2, Taboo, Skins, Binge, Streams of Thought Volume 1, 1.5, and Victory Lap. And that last one was so difficult to pick between Victory Lap and Good Things. But so is there one that you guys want to talk about that's like the reason why you love this album?
Colin, let's hear about Drip Season 3, bro.
Drip Season 3?
Season 3 is a little controversial in here.
Okay. As a top 10 album, yes. But that bitch be having the kitchen jumping when I'm working, so I can't move on.
So the whole... I just feel like, one, that Gunna has started a wave. I think... With his his flow, because he's not rapping fast. It's just his flow that's what's making it sound like he's just like he literally sounds like he's water, bro. Literally water. Yeah. How he just flows over the beats. I feel like, his lyrics obviously aren't the best on this list. That's why it's so low.
Yeah.
But I think that when I listen to this album straight through, forward, backwards, and I get goosebumps listening to it sometimes just because like how he like it's just. The sound of the album is what put it in my top 10 because I can't get enough of it. So
it's a nice album. That little Yachty feature, the last
track. I'm surprised Die Lit was not in here.
It was for a while, but then I was finding songs I was skipping a lot. I was like, man, I can't. If I'm skipping songs and I'm not skipping a song on this one, then I can't do it.
I wish the best for Playboi Carti, but that album was trash.
It wasn't trash. It was good. It was good.
I'm gonna go with Casey.
It's okay. You guys don't got the ear for it. It's fine.
No, I don't think that's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. I just
Colton, you're being the meme right now.
I'm not
there's already
the meme.
There's already the Die Lit meme that right now. That's like you just don't understand it.
You don't.
So
it's okay.
It's like any like reviewer that you listen to, everyone's like Die Lit has to be your number one or you don't understand it.
No, I won't say it's that. It was definitely worth I think it was worth talking about. I think he set the bar for this year. I feel like it's still good album to listen to. Wow. Haters.
I think everyone we've already talked about how much we love Question Mark. That's mine and Casey's number one.
It's not even Colton's list, is it?
No, it's not. No,
it's fucking bitch. I'm just saying.
Question Mark was almost on there. Almost.
KOD was... We all had KOD very high.
I think everybody had KOD at second.
No, Colton had it third.
Yeah.
What?
Why do you have to be difficult, bro?
Disrespected.
Because I like different music.
Who is his number 2 then?
His number 2 is Noir.
Yeah.
From Smino.
Sorry, Mike. Jesus.
There's no guy named Mike in here.
We all.
I'm going to murder you.
See, he laughed because
it was funny.
We all loved Care For Me. I had it 3. Colton had it 5. And Casey had it 5. This is top 3 album, you guys. I was nearly putting this second. This album is
fire. Fuego.
This is like when I discovered last year. I discovered like finding who was it last year? I can't remember who I was thinking of that I found. Like this was like the gem that I found. Was Saba, and I had heard his name before.
Yeah,
but I had never got into a project, and this project was just absolutely blew me away. Every single time I listen to it, it gets better and better and better. I think if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I probably would have had it number 2.
Yeah, it's really good. Like the way he storytells.
His storytelling is out of this world.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good.
And his flow is fun. I love
the way. He got bangers too.
Yeah,
he has it all on this tape, and I feel like
it has everything.
I feel like the only thing that kind of really didn't push it up for me was just the relatability of the album, because it's definitely a personal album for him, mm-hmm. if you can tell from like all mm-hmm. the stories. But I mean, if you could like relate to it to a certain point, I would see why it would be your number one.
Yeah. See, my top five is like people walking through New York City. It's like so close.
So close. I didn't know where that was going. Yeah,
but it was good.
Our nominations then would be Skins, ? DiCaprio 2, Care For Me, and the winner, K.O.D.
Yeah.
K.O.D. won our album of the year. We all had it super high. None of us had it number one, but we all had it super high. I'm not mad with K.O.D. being the winner.
Big Brother Cole.
Makes sense.
I'm very happy that Care For Me got second. I can't believe that ? Was Mayan Casey's number one and ended up being fourth.
What's third?
Ridiculous. DiCaprio 2 is third.
Yeah. I had a big impact on this.
I had DiCaprio 2 as my fourth favorite album.
Yeah, I think
I had it fourth. Third.
Yeah.
But yeah, Colton's disrespect of ?
So, can we also give Cole acknowledgement to him having Boss put out a great album this year, and Jid have a great album, and him have a good album? So, like, people from Dreamville are killing it right now.
And when I was putting up my favorite verses and favorite songs of the year, I think J. Cole probably gets lyricist of the year if I was making categories.
He was on everybody's album.
He decided to just go fucking be on 20 features and kill every single
one. Yeah, he's just like, I don't want features, but I'll do features.
Yeah, 21 Savages, Wale's, he was on Moneybagg Yo, he was all over the fucking place. And he killed J.I.D.
What was the other album he was just on?
He was on Kaz's album, Affected, which was really close to making onto my list.
He was on his own album twice.
He was on his own album twice as Kill Edward. Fucking killing it. So then our MVPs. This will be the last one here. So the honorable mentions were Drake, somehow. I don't fucking understand that one. Looking at you, Casey. And Pusha T was also an honorable mention, so they're just sitting there fighting each other. And then our nominations were Travis Scott, J. Cole, Cardi B, XXXTentacion,
woo,
and Machine Gun Kelly. We obviously know from the video Machine Gun Kelly won this, but what was your guys' reasoning on having this whole list?
Wait, MGK won the MVP?
Machine Gun Kelly won the MVP.
You guys are whores.
Colton and me had him number one.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was pretty obvious.
Y'all put MGK as MVP.
Over who?
He beat Eminem.
Yeah, over who?
In a rap beef. And I don't know how you put Drake here.
He sold out stadiums this year.
Drake lost a rap beef and had one of his... He had Scorpion, which was an album.
Yeah, side B was a lot better than side A.
But he was still trying to figure out if Kiki loves him, bro. Like, shit.
So we're just going to go ahead and skip over Casey.
Yeah.
I guess I took a different route on the MVP.
Who did you want to be your MVP?
My number one was Cardi B.
Yeah.
No, I think it was Travis. Hold on.
No, it was Cardi B.
Yeah.
It was Cardi. So Casey's list was Cardi B, Travis Scott, XXX, Drake, and J. Cole. How is J. Cole that low on your list?
Why is Drake on your list?
Why is Drake on your list?
Because I literally hear him fucking every day. So
yeah, but that doesn't make him the MVP.
Yeah.
When you look at it, he didn't really have all that great of a year.
Top three album sales this year.
Just because Post Malone had a great album sale. Are we putting Post Malone on this list?
No,
fuck Post Malone. There it is.
My list was Cardi B, Pusha T, X, J. Cole, and Machine Gun Kelly.
If I had to have a list, it'd be MGK, obviously. Yep. Probably Gunna, Juice, and that's it.
J. Cole?
No, and J. Cole. J. Cole's steady, so I can't. He's like, who's he like? He's like Paul George. He
just gets it done. Don't disrespect J. Cole and call him Paul George.
He's like LeBron because like he doesn't win the MVP, but he's steady, always put numbers in.
Yeah. He had a phenomenal album.
Yeah, it was great.
And he had phenomenal features.
Guys, I'm gonna be real. I'm still shocked that y'all put MGK at number one.
What the fuck?
But listen. I don't blame you.
He beat Eminem.
Okay.
That's all he needed.
He became the last thing that Kells needed was that respect from everybody.
Yeah.
And how did he do that? By going and killing a legend.
Yeah.
Like, this was Shawn Michaels finally beating Ric Flair. Like, this was the culmination of what Kells needed. This is part of his story. This is probably the biggest part of his story.
And I think him dropping Binge too, right after it, him not being an autotune rapper and that having like a lot of autotune on it, I think was kind of ballsy. And I like that nothing's really affected him. He's been in movies.
Got Bird Box, bro. Yeah,
Bird Box. And
if you want to talk about what everybody's talking about, they're not talking about Drake. They're talking about Bird Box. Well,
yeah. Then you got him selling out stadiums. So, yeah. I mean, and he's going on world tours. Like, I feel like he just killed it this year. And yeah,
every rapper that we put on the list is selling out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did Travis Scott beat Eminem? No. Drake beat Eminem? Did Cardi beat
Eminem? He beat the odds this year? Travis Scott?
So I think you just kind of went with album sales.
Yeah.
And
not necessarily.
How was Cardi B? She got chewed on multiple times.
No, Cardi B had a great year. All right,
Cardi B had one of the best years of any rapper.
Yeah, I agree.
She had the best year
of any rapper. Honestly,
I don't think so.
I'm going to say.
Because I'll say this. Cardi B's look on this whole Quavo situation really hurts her because I think that most of the people have seen this as, well, this isn't real.
Quavo?
Sorry, Offset.
I was like,
my bad.
Oh my God. I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, is there something John knows that we don't?
Yeah, I was like,
no, my bad. Sorry, Offset. I think a lot of people see it as fake, and I think that this is more of a love and hip hop story than going into the music.
Yeah, to me, I think she's more of a pop artist right now. I don't think she's really a rapper. But we'll see. Maybe she'll prove me wrong.
I still think she's
wrong. I disagree. But
we'll see. We'll see in the next couple of years. If she's really popping,
But I can see your pick with Travis Scott. I still don't see your pick with Drake. I don't see how you put Drake over Pusha T and Pusha T beat Drake.
How you put Drake Fuck over off. MGK?
I didn't get that. All
right.
It wasn't my year.
This is our list. This is the podcast.
What are you guys going to remember 2018 in music? Goodbye.
2018? I want to remember Eminem and Eminem stands. Like, they still have CD players.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Ja.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is the rapper's passing.
Oh, yeah. That's a... Oh, man.
RIP Mac, RIP X, RIP Fredo, RIP... Did Fredo die in 2017?
No, he died this year.
Okay. RIP Jimmy Wapo, Young Greatness, all the guys have passed.
Lil Peep.
Yeah, I was going to say
Peep. Died in 2017.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he died in December.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Peace out.
Wow. Across the board. Across the board. Across the board. All across the board. It was across the board.